Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
And other deposits that he would need in whatever office or whatever ministry that he was called to through the laying on of hands, he received it. Now, let me tell you another thing. Paul received it the same way. Excuse me. Woo! Paul received it the same way. Remember, he was blind. The gentleman came in, laid hands on him, and said, Paul, receive thy sight. And then he prophesied over him and spoke over him. And there at that time, we know that there was a ministry gifts and divine deposits that was deposited inside of Paul, whose name was Saul. His name was changed to Paul, you understand? He laid hands on him. And the laying on of hands is a very important part of the ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In fact, as he went out through the villages and teaching and preaching and ministering, wherever he went, many people sought for Jesus to lay hands on them. Why? Because there was power, there was anointing, there was virtue, there was Holy Ghost ability that went out of him. And they even brought little children to him and said, you know, we want you to lay hands on these little children. Why? Because they recognized that through the laying on of hands, there was a gift that was deposited in people's lives. You understand, that caused them to walk in a level of anointing, receive healing in their bodies, and anything else that you would need, it comes through the laying on of hands. And so, we're going to have a laying on of hands services, but at the same time, we want to throw in this other verse that's right here. And it talks about, and I believe God's going to minister to a lot of us tonight through the gifts of the Holy Ghost. I just sense them rising up in me. Amen. And so we're just going to let them go. We're going to let them flow. Amen. And just let them go that way. I'm telling you, I tell you, because I'm not a showboat kind of guy, believe it or not, I'm not. You understand? You may think I am, but I'm not. And many times I draw back from what I should do, because I don't want folks to think that I'm trying to lift up myself or try to pump up myself or try to, you know, make a name for myself. I already made a name for myself. I was all over the newspapers and TVs for years, you understand? So I've already made a name, you understand? I've already been in the newspaper. I've already been on the radio. My picture's already been down at the post office, maybe, you understand? So, I mean, if your picture's never been in the post office, you're missing half your life. I can tell you right now, I think that's what Papa Hagen would say to us, you know? But I mean, I've had my picture probably in the post office. What about you? Amen? So, I mean, I don't have to build me a reputation. I've already got one. Amen. But I do have to obey God. Paul says, woe is me if I obey not what God has told him to do. And so I've got to step out. I've got to get out that place and just forget about the fear of man. So I'm preaching to myself as much as I am to you. Amen. And so when I'm pointing at you two or three ways, it's coming back to me two or three ways. But sometimes we have a tendency to fear what people's going to think, fear what people's going to associate us with. And because there's a lot of abuse out there in the ministry gifts. There's a lot of abuse, you know. In fact, in many different areas of ministry, and sometimes you just don't want to be identified with those folks that are getting kooky, that are getting in the area of abuse. You understand? And they're actually disrupting the kingdom of God and thwarting the plan of God instead of helping the plan of God. And I don't know about you, I don't want to thwart the plan of God, I want to help the plan of God. So through the laying on of hands, Paul imparted a spiritual gift unto Timothy. Now, I'm not saying that through the laying on of hands that you get one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. I'm not saying that, you understand? Whatsoever at all. In fact, man, and when the impartation comes, it's not because of the man. It's because of Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ uses men and he uses women to carry out his ministry in the earth. We are the body of Christ, and God anoints people to do certain things in people's lives. And I'll guarantee you, when those things happen and people lay hands on you, it unlocks some things. I don't understand it fully, but I do know this. I would not be where I'm at today in ministry were it not for the ministry of laying on of hands. Dr. Hagin and others have laid hands on me over the years that allowed me, and they imparted to me a spiritual gift. Sometimes there was words of prophecy that was spoken out over me several times. Words of prophecy over the years that was spoken out over me. And let me tell you something. Just because God may speak something over your life don't mean that it's going to happen overnight. You understand? It don't mean it's going to happen. It don't mean that it's not. It's according to where you at in the Lord, you understand? But it don't mean it's going to happen overnight. And I got a another little thought that I want to throw in here for you, and I'll tell you another thing. It'll never happen for you unless you have faith in the word that God spoke when He spoke it. Amen? You've got to have faith in that word and act upon that word and believe God for that word to be manifest in your life. And that's why He was telling Timothy right here. He said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, thou stir up the gift of God which was in thee by the putting on of my hands." And so he's talking about here, the putting on of his hands, there was a gift that was imparted into Timothy. Verse number 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Do you know what the devil tries to come against this generation with? Jesus said, even Jesus prophesied, predicted, and prognosticated all this kind of stuff. He said that men, in the end time, that men's hearts would fail them for fear, looking for the things that's coming on the face of this earth. Literally fall out into the pressure of fear, so concerned that it may happen to me. And if you don't watch it, you can get caught up in it, you know, especially if you get to watch the news and read the newspapers, because about all this reported in our society today, thank God there's a few different that come at it from a different perspective, but most of the news that we hear is always some kind of bad news, something that happened to somebody in a bad way. You understand? It's always something bad. It seems to be it's more spectacular when somebody dies or gets killed or is gored or maimed or lamed or bombs blow up or all that kind of stuff. And I'm not against news and things like that, but I'm here to tell you, if you just listen to negative reports all the time, and you hear negative report after negative report, and before you know it, there's a spirit of fear that'll try to get into you, because you'll begin to think negatively and you'll begin to think, "Well, my God, is this going to happen to me? Is this going to take place in my life? Is all this going to happen to me? Oh, my Lord, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen here?" And if you don't watch it, you can confess God's word out of fear instead of faith. Excuse me. Woo! I said you can confess God's word out of fear instead of faith. You can do that. You understand? You won't be confessing it out of faith. You're trying to confess it to keep it from happening to you. Understand? And there's nothing wrong with the confession of God's word, but you got to do it in faith and not fear. For the thing that Bible says, the thing that Job greatly feared came upon him. A lot of people think, well, God just dumped this on him. No, Job is the one that opened the door to allow the Satan to come in. You understand? And the things he greatly feared, because he went around, the devil had been planting that spirit of fear into his mind over and over. He had planted it there, and he knew he had an inroad into Job's life. So he went to God and said, "God, if you just take protection off him," he said, "I'll just do this to him, I'll do that to him, I'll destroy this, I'll take that all away from him." And God just simply said, "Well, he's already in your hands." And wasn't he? That's the truth. The whole world system is under the control and domination of the devil unless you are in Jesus Christ. You understand? But it said there in the book of Job, in the first chapter, that the things that Job had greatly feared, they begin to come to pass in his life. The things that you fear greatly is what's going to come to pass in your life, just like the things that you have faith in greatly, based on God's word, they're going to come to pass in your life. So what we want to do is talk about faith instead of fear. We don't want to get into fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so you don't have to get in fear. Why is he talking about giving us a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind? Why did he throw that sound mind part in there? Because if you get in fear and you get to meditating on fear and you get fearful, and that spirit of fear gets on you, it'll flat drive you crazy. It will. It'll drive you crazy. You'll go off the deep end, so to speak. I mean, you'll just lose your mind in the natural sense of speaking. There's many people that have lost their mind because of the spirit of fear that's in the earth today. But I'm here to tell you, you do not have to fear, because God is on your side. And He's the one that's going to take care of you. He's the one that's going to meet your need. He's the one that's going to bring you out. He's the one that's going to turn it around for you. And the things you greatly fear, they are eventually going to come upon you. So don't get into fear. So how do you get out of fear? By getting into faith. How do you get into faith? By simply getting into God's word and start reading what God's word says. And when that fear comes against you, you rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Fear is a spirit, because Paul told Timothy, he said that this fear right here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse number 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." There is a spirit of fear that's going around in the church today, not just in the world, it's out there in the world, but it's trying to get into the church to try to hinder you from believing big for God. And we need to get rid of it. We need to rebuke that spirit of fear. In fact, I just rebuke the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. And I command it to get out of your mind, to get out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ, to quit holding you back in Jesus' name so you can walk in the reality of what God said. I remember when they came to me and gave me the letter saying I'd never be released from prison on parole. Well, the devil would sometimes seemingly wake me up at night. In fact, he did wake me up. And I didn't see him, but I knew he was there. And he'd begin to bring to me pictures and visions and dreams of me walking around in that prison with a cane as an old, old man. You understand? Showing me you're never going to get out. And I'll tell you what happened to me immediately. You know, fear would grip me. You ever been gripped by fear? Fear would grip me. And I'd say, well, what am I going to do? Because I'm seeing myself. I'm seeing myself walk around with this cane, an old, old man in prison because they told me that I'd never be released from prison program. I don't want to lie about it. They did tell me I'd get out. They told me I'd get out in the month of none. So I didn't want to lie. You understand? If the month of none ever came, I would get out of prison on parole.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org. Or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.